Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Oh, gee, buddy. Oh, buddy, you seem... Oh, gosh, Jordan, you seem worried about something.
I don't know if you heard... Jesse, but I heard that there's gonna be a vibe shift, and I'm a scared.
Oh no!
Oh, I'm a scared of the vibe shift,
buddy.
It's coming.
You don't need to be a scared.
Oh, but I don't know what it's gonna be.
No need to be a fearing, Jordan.
Oh boy.
What's your concern? Is it that you've settled into the current vibe?
Well, yeah, I mean, I just, it's the unknown, you know? I mean...
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I don't know if to catch people up, there was an article in New York Magazine that said there was going to be a vibe shift. I didn't read it. It was paywalled, but I had it described to me at a loud bar.
Yeah.
And I think the gist of it is that, you know, every couple of years, there's a vibe shift. I think we went from... you know, what they call hipster sleazebag into woke hype beast. Nobody knows what's next, and no one knows what the new vibe is. It could be bullying, Jesse.
Bullying the new vibe. The new vibe.
People could be dumping our books and putting our heads in the toilet and telling us there's something on our shirts, and then they flip us in the nose.
What if they made the okay symbol and put it below their waist?
Yeah, then they get to flip us in the nuts.
And we looked at it.
They get to.
God damn it.
What if that's the new vibe?
Jordan, when you say they, are you talking about these fucking Zoomers?
Yes. Zoomers? The ones currently walking around.
They're going to be flipping us in the nuts?
Yeah, they're going to stop waiting for sneakers and virtue signaling, and they're going to start flipping us in the nuts and dumping our books.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Is that why my locker smells? I haven't opened it up.
It's part of the coming vibe shift. Someone put a turd in there.
Damn it.
It's part of the vibe shift. I'm telling you.
Oh, these
the bullies
zoomers.
Are going to be running this town.
Oh.
Fucking bully zoomers.
I just started waiting for sneakers.
Yeah. Stop.
If you're in line now, get out. Call-out culture.
If you're in line now, get out of line.
Shit.
Outside the rip and dip, which I think is one of those.
Yeah. Oh,
and start bullying. I think we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to start bullying.
What if, first of all, I'm ready for that.
Okay.
So I'm not ready to be bullied, but I'm ready to bully. Let's go.
Okay. All right.
I'm fucking big now.
Let's roll up some packets of cigarettes in our sleeves.
Yeah. Fucking ready for it. Let's do this.
Show those nerds who's boss.
You know what? Bring on the vibe shift. You know what I'm going to start do? You know what I'm going to start do, Jordan?
What do you start do?
Me's no longer a fearin'. Now me's start to roids.
Wow.
Pumping iron.
Uh-huh. Juicing.
Quaffing roids.
Yep.
Those green things that come where you carry it around inside the blender.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You blend it and then you pick up the blender and carry it with you to go pump iron.
I don't know what that is, but
you put powder in it.
I'll take your word that it's
maybe
part of the
spinach.
Vibe shift.
Yeah. So part of the vibe shift is your blender, you put the spinach in there and powder. I don't know, soy milk? I don't know. And then you blend it on high.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take the blender, you pick it up, and you bring it with you to pump iron. And the guy shoots you in the butt with roids. And then you're so fucking ripped. You can bully anybody. Nobody can fuck with you anymore. It's not like when you were a teenager. It's not like when you were 14 years old and some guys would jump you and they probably didn't have a gun, but they said they did.
I'm not loving this.
And what are you going to do? Roll the dice on it? No. Now I'm going to be the one claiming to probably have a gun and bully people.
You know what? Let's fuck all this. Let's just go back to PBRs and indie rock, huh?
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's go to a Hold Steady concert or something.
What's the Postal Service up to?
You know what?
The band.
Let's do cocaine and watch Electro Clash.
Sure. Yeah, why not? Fuck it, right? Fuck bullying.
Yeah.
It's cocaine and Electro Clash for us.
That's settled. Mm-hmm. Our guest on this week's program is a stand-up comic, a favorite of Jordan Jesse Go. She has a television special on the television show Netflix, Tiffany Haddish, They Ready. You can watch her stand-up comedy there. Kimberly Clark. Kimberly, very nice to see you again.
It is so wonderful to see you guys. The last time I saw you guys, we were talking about Zooms and eating placenta.
Yeah.
You were on the show last month then.
So you were on the show on an episode.
Bully culture is coming full circle.
Now, we were probably pro Zoom. We as famous Zoom at.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you remember where we all came down on placenta eating?
I think this is around the time when Jesse's wife might have been pregnant with one of your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the discussion came up. I don't know if she did. Did she do that, by the way? BTW?
No, we didn't. We didn't ETP, eat the placenta.
You're not snarfing that senta, dude?
I know.
You're not
so many fucking valuable
placenta?
Stem cells that could be juicing me up while I pump iron.
Gotta snarf the placenta.
Can I tell you something about my a frequent subject on this program, or at least a periodic subject on this program, is my Aunt Claudia, my mom's lifelong best friend. She passed away a couple of years ago, but I've been thinking of her because this singer named Betty Davis died. And she was my Aunt Claudia, one of my Aunt Claudia's favorites. Her theme tune was a Betty Davis song called Steppin' in Her I. Miller Shoes, which is a real jam. I encourage everyone to check it out. But my Aunt Claudia, for like the last 15-ish years of her life, was a doula and midwife. And I had this conversation with her one time where she told me that she was at the house encapsulating some placentas. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, Claudia, like, what do you think about encapsulating placentas? Like, do you think that's worth doing, you know? And she said to me, honey, I don't, but if these white people want to pay me to do it, I'll do it.
Here, Claudia. Yeah.
All right. Let's eat those placentas. Freeze dry it, baby.
Kimberly, do you have any hopes for the coming? First of all, have you heard of the Vibe Shift? And do you have any hopes for, you know, what might the next vibe might be?
What is it going to be? I have not heard of that. This is my first time hearing about the Vibe Shift. I feel like the vibe shifts constantly though, right? Am I crazy?
Yeah. I mean, it could possibly be that, you know, whoever wrote this article just put together a bunch of fucking shit to fill a minimum, and then people on Twitter got mad about it. That's right. Entirely possible.
I don't know. It could just be
that none of this is real.
That doesn't add up, Jordan.
Yeah.
I think the vibe's about to shift.
You're right. No, it's
now.
Real.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
What if the vibe shift is from woke hype beast to eating pancakes at a diner? I'm ready for that. Especially if it's got nice bacon.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a diner and they don't give you that kind of dried out you know, the dried out paper thin. If it's a diner that has a nice slabby bacon, mm-hmm. and you get some cakes next to it. Oh boy.
What a way to start your day.
Now there's a vibe. I'm vibing right now.
Get that keto out of here. Give me them pancakes.
Yeah.
Serve up the cakes.
See a keto. Yeah, Kimberly, before we started, you were talking about a trip to one of your hometown of Burbank. I mean, hometown. I don't know if you grew up in Burbank, but you live in Burbank.
I'm not claiming it as a hometown. Don't put that on me.
Burbank till I
like
one
it here,
till
but I
die.
I don't like it like that.
But you went to one of Burbank's many wonderful diners. What is your diner order? Or do you have one? Do you have a consistent order?
Well, I went to Eaton Park. Oh, should I say that?
Yeah.
Well, we're like giving.
You know what? Just fucking let it all out.
Right?
We're
like
here.
I had to do
we're
my gut afterwards.
We're on this vibe.
Listen. Okay, so I went basic today because I didn't really want to do a lot of carbs because I have some stuff coming up and I don't want to look like a beluga whale. But...
that happens to me. It goes straight to my the fatty pocket on the back of my head when I eat it.
No, but I just got eggs fried over hard mm-hmm. with hash browns mm-hmm. and turkey bacon.
Great order.
Yeah. Now, you don't want to get the juices from the eggs into your hash browns?
No, thank you.
You like it all dry. You want it dry across the board. Dry
I
bone.
Like the yolk to crumble. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
Wow.
I was raised by a mother who hates eggs, and she's so strange about eggs. It's weird. Like if somebody cooks something, like a meringue, like she has a meringue phobia, right? And she's like, I can taste the egg. And I'm like, Mom, it's baked. Like, relax.
Right.
Yeah. I bought this machine a couple of years ago. I was never particularly an egg person. I'm not like an egg hater, but I just was like, what's the point? But then I bought this machine that you can get on popular retail website for like $12 or $14 or something. That is an egg cooker. And it somehow knows you have to put a little pole in the egg, but it comes with an egg poker. So you poke the egg and then you fill a little cup with a certain amount of water. You put it in there and you press the button. And then after a while, horrible sound goes out on. And then you have boiled eggs that are perfectly boiled. And I have come to just rely on having six of those in my refrigerator at all times and just like wandering over, grabbing one blindly in the middle of the night and just kind of shoving it into my mouth, shell and all, basically. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. just always having hard-boiled eggs available to me. Mm-hmm. Like as far as a convenience food, it's not like I love hard-boiled eggs, but it is now a central tenet of my lifestyle.
Listen, when I was a kid, my grandma Lydia taught me how to make deviled eggs. I was 8 years old. I was dying to learn.
And well, what 8 year old?
I was one of those kids, man.
Like, oh, casseroles, grandma.
I was into deviled eggs and charcuterie boards when I was like 7, 8 years old. I was just into cheeses and all that kind of stuff.
So you were into adult cocktail party pass arounds.
You were raised in a gastro pub.
Well, my parents are older, you know, so like, you know, and my dad was a pastor, so they would have like the men's meetings sometimes, you know, in the basement. And so my mom would put together like the meat trays with the olives and the cheeses and stuff. You know, that's my jam. I could live off of that easily.
Did you get leftover Sunday food? Does the pastor take home the food from the social time after the services? Like with there's grapes left over, do you eat those the next day?
You know what, we used to do a lot of bake sales, so my dad was always like bringing home cakes and coconut cakes and pound cakes. Yeah. We used to have a lady that made
two of the worst
ice cream
cakes.
In the summertime.
Disagree.
Coconut. Oh,
after church,
really?
She would have homemade ice cream.
Oof.
Mother Edwards, vanilla and strawberry. Those were the flavors.
So much love to Mother Edwards. That is delivering at the bake sale. If you brought homemade ice cream, that is what is up.
Hello.
Let's talk about these deviled eggs, because I got to tell you, I did not grow up in a deviled eggs household. I didn't eat basically any of the, you know, almost none of those kind of like things that people talk about somebody bringing to a family reunion or something. Like, none of those things were a big part of my childhood. And I think I probably ate my first deviled egg as an adult. Mm. And when I ate one of these deviled eggs, I was like, man, fucking people in the 1950s were wrong about a lot of shit, but they were dead right about these eggs. Fucking deviled eggs rule. And like, when they got fancy, you know, in 2007, that was fine. Like, I'm perfectly glad to eat a fancy deviled egg, but a big thing that I will do with my hard-boiled eggs that are always in the refrigerator is just, you know, do a little slicing, pop out a few yolks. I'll just make myself two deviled eggs just for funsies, just in a little bowl. Just put them in there with a little fucking just for funsies, baby.
What do you put in your deviled eggs?
Just a little mayo and mustard. Usually I'm not getting fancy. Once in a while, I will put a little sweet pickle in there or something like that. Mm. If I'm trying to be fun. And I'll usually put a little, you know, pretty much anything that I cook in my kitchen ends up getting a little carne asada seasoning on it, or somewhere between a little and a lot of carne asada seasoning. So sometimes I'll put a little carne asada seasoning in there. That, you know, it's basically good. Salt and MSG pretty much, and garlic.
If we just were going around saying our deviled egg opinions,
mm-hmm.
to me, deviled egg, texture hell. Pure.
Really?
Cause, yeah, cause you got that texture hell.
You don't like the mushiness?
No.
Do you like a sweaty...
Mushy plus cold.
Would you prefer... I don't like... You don't like cold mush?
No. Like hot mush, like a boiling...
Wait, like can you drink a slushy?
I can drink a slushy. There's some sort of like, just like some, there's a lot of kinds of like mushy savoriness that just kind of gross me out.
Jordan, what if there was an egg in the slushy?
Oh yeah,
or
sure.
A couple eggs and you whipped it.
Absolutely, yeah, shell and all.
Yeah,
no, I eat a lot of eggs. I really like, eggs over easy at a diner. That's, you know, that's one of my favorite things in the world to eat. But yeah, there are just certain egg preparations that just ring a gross bell in my brain. Hard-boiled eggs.
They are gross. I mean, sure, that's one of the things about them. They don't taste that great, and they do have a weird, it's weird.
Mm-hmm. They stink.
They smell bad also, and they give you the toots, but consider this. They're right there in the fridge. All you got to do is shove them down your throat, shell and all.
You know what?
There's your protein.
Fuck eggs. Fuck eggs. Wow. You know what?
Is this the vibe shift? Eggs? It's from incredible edible egg to eggs can fuck themselves. Jordan, would you prefer if you were going to eat a deviled egg?
Mm-hmm.
And I ask this only to give you a feeling of revulsion.
Sure, thank you. I'll try and lean away from the mic when I'm making gag noises.
Were I to give you a deviled egg, would you prefer the yolky part, you know, the part with the mustard and the mayo and so on and so forth? Would you prefer it to be perfectly smooth, or would you like a little chonk in there?
No chunk.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that the middle slurry, I would be more into if it was smooth.
Yeah.
Why are you going to call it a slurry?
No, it's, I mean, that slurry. Is.
It's a that's savory fair. Slurry.
Now, Kimberly,
it's a
you
condiment
love,
slurry.
Now, Kimberly, you love deviled eggs just like I do.
Yeah.
Can I pitch you a deviled egg?
Sure.
Okay, so there's people, you know, all these gastropubs and new American restaurants are all offering their twist on a deviled egg, whether it's got some salmon roe on top, or it's got bacon in it, or it's, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's my idea for you. So the shell, the white, remains the same, identical. Maybe, it is crazy, put a little salt on the bottom so it hits your tongue. Mm-hmm. That's just an idea.
I feel you.
Okay, thank you. Now, in the middle, there's, of course, egg yolk, mayonnaise, and slushy. That's the slurry in the middle is going to be egg yolk, mayonnaise, and it could be an icy. It could be whatever kind of slushy you prefer.
So just something from a
It could be a frozen
store.
Orange
okay,
bang.
So is the yolk going to have some sweetness to it to counterbalance, do that umami trick with the salt?
What the sweetness will come from probably is the slushy or icy. You know, you're not going to use a whole big gulp, obviously. It's going to be
dab.
Proportional.
Just a dab.
Yeah, just a dab. Maybe the cherry flavor. I'm not going to go totally bonkers. I'm not giving you cola or, you know, Mountain Breeze.
Bubble gum.
Yeah, let's go bubble gum. I think that's a great idea. So this is, we're getting so fucking rich. We're the new Grant Ashatz with this fucking molecular gastronomy we're dropping on people.
We need to make a restaurant.
God, yeah,
just deviled eggs.
It's called the Toots. Come on down to the Toots.
It's called Today, Satan.
Mm-hmm. You know, deviled eggs? Why is nobody making Christed eggs?
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Easter.
They died.
He is risen.
They died for us.
Yo, Easter does. I mean, that's the egg holiday.
That's the egg holiday.
Yeah. Thank you.
Number
right.
One egg holiday. Do you think, you know, a lot of people are upset that there are so many pagan rituals around Easter, which is, of course, the celebration of the resurrection of Christ. I mean, that's what's important there. Mm-hmm. What if we move the eggs over to a different holiday?
Oh.
You know what I mean? What if we made, you know, boy.
4th of July?
I was going to say like maybe Veterans Day. Make that the egg holiday.
Yeah, just have a nice omelet and remember the sacrifice. the sacrifice of heroes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a lot of veterans love eggs. That's and true. Vice versa. Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Thank you.
Eggs honor our troops and mm-hmm. those who've served. You know, they understand. You know who comes out every single year to the parade? Grand Marshal of the parade here in Los Angeles every single year. That egg guy from U.S. Acres.
Right. Yes. That,
respects
that
the
chicken
troops.
That was still in the egg from
yeah.
comic strip U.S. Troops. Acres that hasn't been around for 25 years. That's the one.
Oh my God, y'all are tripping.
No, we're not. Not true. Not true at all.
False lies from Kimberly Clark. Kimberly, what's going into your deviled egg? What's a Clark special, courtesy of Grandma?
Listen, it depends on what I'm in the mood for. You know, I've done all types. I've done taco seasoning. In them, I love mustards. I'd like to do spicy mustard, and then I'll put a little sweet relish in there, a little bit of onion. Oh, I have to also credit my Aunt Leela too, because I remember making deviled eggs with her, and she told me the secret is when you chop up your onions and your peppers and celery and stuff, if you put that in them, make sure you chop it very, very fine so that the flavors can meld together.
Yeah.
So that's a big tip right there.
In general, love a fine chop on anything.
Very fine.
What are you chopping? Chop it a little finer.
Mm-hmm. That's a textural dream for Jordan Morris.
Yeah.
Fine chop.
For me, a texture head? Oof.
Yeah.
A fine chop.
My daughter Grace will try things. And she will have the most serious, considered opinions about how they taste. But they will always just be, she'll like try something and she'll get real quiet and real thoughtful. And then she'll say, I enjoy the flavor. and it has a good texture.
Mm.
That's her review of all foods.
So she's the next Jonathan Gold or what?
I know. She's so serious about it. She's so... Do you want to know
what... that's going to evolve. That's going to evolve. And then she's going to be talking about oaky notes and mouthfeel and buttery Merlots.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Start teaching your children to appreciate wine early.
Yeah. I start them with the basics, okay? It's Carlo Rossi with breakfast.
Right.
And we're going to work our way up from there as we develop their palate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But we go through a couple boxes a week or a few jugs. Mostly a jug family.
Sure.
You know, when it comes to both bands and wines. Can I tell you what my son Oscar got mad about today?
Sure. Yeah.
So this evening, first of all, my daughter Grace didn't want to take some medication she had to take.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, like forcing a kid to take medication doesn't really work. You have to kind of trick them into it. Either by kind of sidling up next to them and throwing it in their mouth, basically.
Sure. Or just say it's a Minecraft.
Exactly.
Here, eat this Minecraft. Okay.
Have a Roblox,
I'm a child.
Son.
Yes.
Yeah. What worked for my daughter tonight was that my wife promised to buy her a chair.
Oh.
And she demanded this. It wasn't a particular chair. It was any chair. It was
there you go.
Wanted to own a chair.
That's a great loophole.
So
that's interesting. That's an interesting request that she had.
Yeah, I don't know the source. I couldn't tell you. It's a real baffler. But then my son, they ended up choosing a stool. Instead of a chair. So they went, I don't know if it's a three or a four leg. The advantage of three is that it's more stable on uneven ground. But, you know, four could be a little less rough hewn. It's a more refined presentation. It's got a good flavor and a nice texture. So, so my daughter, they ordered for my daughter from an online retailer, a stool. It's coming in a few days. Now, my son, Oscar, found out about the stool. And now, Jordan, if you have a sibling.
I do. Yeah, I have a sister.
You got a cool sister. Yeah, she's an attorney.
She's great.
Down in Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say your mom, Sharon, had bought her a stool to trick her
into
taking her
medicine. Thank you for using my mom's first name, too. I appreciate that.
You bet I would. Well, I mean, Kimberly's just listing her aunts. So.
I know. I'm like naming grandmothers.
Yeah. No, family members love podcast shout outs. Mine are dead, though.
The people I listed are dead.
Well, do you think they have podcasts in heaven? I think almost certainly no. Now that I say it out loud, I started that sentence going one direction.
It's heaven, Jesse.
They're just up there flapping.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, let's say your mother,
Sharon,
purchased for your sister.
Sometimes she goes by her middle name, Gail. Anyway.
Let's say Gail.
Sharon to you. don't be too familiar with my mom.
Look, I'll call her.
Taking
I'll call
liberties.
Her Shale.
Sure. Yes. Scooter. Call her by her college nickname.
Jordan, let's say Scoot spot your sister. Mm-hmm. A stool. What would your reaction to that be? Just as a sibling.
Boy, you know, my sister and I we're like 6 years apart. So I think and she might tell it differently. If she wants to, she can get her own podcast. Gosh darn it.
Perhaps about family law.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, subject
down there in Orange County.
Yeah. That actually probably would be helpful. It'd be more helpful than this podcast that helps no one.
This podcast is not designed to help, Jordan.
Yes, this is for hurting. This podcast hurts.
This is, This is for people who are worried their life is too full.
Sure.
This the purpose of this podcast is to pull the drain plug out of people's lives.
I think
it, let it run out.
Maybe the benefit of the show is like it makes you feel smart.
Yeah.
Or you're doing something with your life.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. I'm doing all right. What were we talking about? Oh, so we're
talking about.
And
so
I,
if your sister kind of, got a stool and you
yeah,
did.
We're kind of far apart. So I don't think we had a lot of the like sibling jealousy stuff. I think maybe she probably had some of the experience to where like parents are a little more lenient on the boys. Like maybe I got to like stay out a little bit later and stuff and they. So I think that would maybe be her gripe about our growing up. I don't remember too much to like, she got this, I want this type of jealousy. Mm-hmm.
Even if she yeah. got a stool.
Even if she got a stool.
Because I got to tell you, my son had a fucking 40-minute full-scale meltdown.
Wow.
12 out of 10, like little flailing 8-year-old punches in the air. Like just a roller coaster of levels of self-control ranging from like full on screaming to like just a sick, resigned, inward turned darkness over the fact that his sister got a stew again.
This is his supervillain origin story.
I can't emphasize enough, Kimberly and Jordan, and for your benefit, Valerie and Brian, and of course the listeners at home, mm-hmm. wasting their lives. This was over a stool.
Wow.
He didn't even want a stool. That's the most incredible part of the whole thing. He explicitly rejected his own stool.
Kimberly, did you have siblings? Is this something you're familiar with?
You know, I have siblings, but they're so much older than me that I was kind of raised as an only child.
Yeah.
We didn't really go through those stages together. So it's almost like another set of kids and then me, even though we all have the same parents, but.
It was a full vibe shift.
Yeah.
Definitely a vibe shift.
Yeah. I think when you are far apart from your sibling, they are kind of just like, when you're kids, they're like these little roommates. You're like, God, this is my child roommate. And then maybe, you know. I think my sister and I got closer as adults and when we were kind of like just like
right.
little acquaintances as kids.
Well, they were like junior parents to me, actually.
Oh, okay.
You know, because they were, my sisters were teenagers and my brother was almost a teenager. So
did they teach you to do cool teenager stuff?
Yeah, I used to play ping pong with them. I used to
hell
play
yeah, the
Scrabble
coolest teenager and... shit.
Not the bad man. Stuff, no.
Did they sneak you into the teen center, Kim?
You can check out as many Hardy Boys books as you want.
You know, I used to go out with them, though, like when with their little boyfriends and stuff. And, you know, I just sit around and be in grown folks' conversation, trying to contribute.
Oh, yeah. What's an example? What's an example of a topic that that a teenage older Clark sibling would talk about that you might try and get involved in?
I don't know. I can't really remember. I used to tell everybody's business, though. Like, people didn't like for me to be around because I was a little bit of a snitch.
Sure.
Oh, goody two-shoes.
I was an informant. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Diggity boom boom, yeah. So,
okay, Jesse, I don't want to listen. I don't want to, you know, backseat drive your parenting. I don't have kids. Right. I got to get a son. I'm working on it.
Jordan,
yeah.
Have you thought about getting a son?
I'm working on it. I got to get a son.
Yeah.
I'm working on it. Yeah. Kimberly, for you, these are beloved catchphrases that our audience
loves. I think
you
should get one, honestly.
I got to get a son. Got to get a son.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
I'm working on it. Yeah. So, again, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be critiquing your parenting. I'm just a, you know,
if anyone at home
Johnny, no
is
kids.
Tired, can I just say, Jordan, yeah. if anyone at home is tired of me prompting Jordan to say that he's got to get a son, I just want them to know that they can go fuck themselves, because I love it every single time.
I think if they're tired of it, they just stopped listening a while ago.
It's like basically what I live for.
Yeah, I gotta get some.
You say it like you're going to Ralph's in a couple minutes.
I mean, some, you know, you got to give them a variety of deliveries.
Yeah.
Just like how, you
sing,
know, on tip.
You got to sing the song different live than on the record.
Of course. Yeah. And like on Home Improvement, Tim Allen had a variety of grunts. He would go, and then sometimes, that's me with, I got to get a son.
Sometimes, I don't trust vaccines. It's a shame that I bust Lightyear. It's about control.
What a bummer, huh?
You definitely want to watch more of those movies, but it's going to be a little awkward.
It'd be hard to watch a fifth one, knowing what you know about me now.
Again, I don't want to critique your parenting too hard.
Okay.
But should you just have gotten three stools, one for each kid? Everybody gets their own stool. What is that? What would be the problem with that? Maybe there isn't one. Maybe I'm blowing your mind. I don't know. Why not get just get three stools? Everybody gets a stool. Everybody gets to have a little sit down.
I don't know how your health is, Jordan, but I try and stick to one stool a day. That's my rule.
I stool on the hour every hour.
Wow. That's incredible.
I started eating deviled eggs.
Hilarious. Wait, so how does your son deal with like your daughter's birthday?
You know, it really is... He is the only one that has the "this isn't fair" obsession. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's true that there are times when his siblings get certain things because they are dealing with shit and need some encouragement to deal with the shit that they're dealing with. My 8-year-old son, Oscar, he doesn't know how fucking good he has it. This is one of these classic entitled post-Zoomers who think they can shift the fucking vibe anytime they want. This guy.
Yeah.
Where is he in the birth order?
He's the middle child. He's the fun one. He does voices. He likes to do voices. Oh, I don't want to encourage him because he might end up on a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say he might end up Rich Little.
Yeah, he might end up in Vegas. Fucking, if you're going to be an entertainer, you could do a lot worse than a Vegas residency.
Sure.
You get to go underneath the casino in the secret tunnels.
Oh, yeah.
You get to wear a tuxedo. You probably
free
get
well
all the deviled eggs you can eat. Yeah, free well drinks, exactly. You can become a base level alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. You guys want to take a little break and grab some well drinks and then come back for some calls?
We'll be back once we grab our vodka and sodas in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan, every single episode of Jordan Jesse Go is made possible by who? Yes, that's right. The members of Maximum Fun. Thank you to the members of Maximum Fun. Mm-hmm. We're not that far away from the Max Fun Drive. It's a couple months away. I'm looking forward to it. It's a special time for us to connect with you, the members of MaximumFun.org.
We got some fun stuff planned, and we legitimately are planning things in advance.
I know.
Isn't that cool?
It seems crazy.
We're doing
it. We thought about just having people call in and then claim that we had planned something.
No, that's for the show.
Yeah.
That's for the actual show.
We're also supported this week by the good people over there at Magic Spoon. You know, Jordan?
Yum. Yes.
My children get a little rainbow of foods on their dinner plate. they're picky eaters.
Right.
But they get a little selection of foods. They get a few of those little carrots or maybe some celery sticks,
right.
Classics. Maybe they get a few Dino Buddies. Maybe they get slices of orange or last night they got some cherimoya. It's a custard apple. And you know, when I'm looking for a little element of crunch, a little something extra, I'll make a little pile of Magic Spoon on there. You know why? It's tasty. Comes in all these delicious flavors they love.
A lot of great flavors.
It's got that little sweet kick that complements those other items on the plate. And you know what? I don't feel too bad about giving it to them because it's high in protein and low in sugar.
Yeah.
It's a nice combo.
It's great. I love Magic Spoon. I love eating a bowl in the morning for breakfast. I love chomping on some for a midnight snack. If I get the old hungries before bed and I want something that's not a big sugar bomb, I just get a handful of Magic Spoon. It's tasty. It's flavorful. Gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb. You can build a box with a lot of great flavors. There's cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, maple waffle. Oh my gosh, they're all good. I like all of the flavors. You'll have a favorite, but they're all really tasty.
It was maple waff for my kids tonight.
Nice.
Gave them the MW.
What fun. What fun.
Go to magicspoon.com/JJGo to grab a custom bundle of cereal and start your new year off right. And be sure to use our promo code JJGO at checkout to save $5 off your order.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of cereal at magicspoon.com/JJGO and use the code JJGO to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. We're also supported this week by the good folks at Manscaped.
Ah, Manscaped.
You know what's holding you back, dear listener?
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I was like, wow, we're going to get real, huh? All right, let me have it.
Jordan, you're doing great. You're doing great. You got that nice bungalow.
Yeah.
That bungalow lifestyle you're living.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Pine Burger whenever you want.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm ceasing self-reflection. I'm doing great.
I know what's holding you back, Jordan. It's that you're too scared to go to the Rose Bowl Aquatic Center.
All right, hold on. All right.
What's holding the listener back? What's holding the listener back, Jordan? Excess pubic hair. That's what's holding the listener back. You know why swimmers trim their junk? So they can fly through the water gracefully.
They can blast through life like a seal.
Don't you want to blast through life like a seal? Why not manscape it, baby?
Yeah, so Manscaped, they've got these below-the-belt trimmers that that we love. Seals love them. They're really, really awesome. But what Manscaped now also has, in addition to these below the belt trimmers, they've got an ultra premium collection for your private parts. It's an all-in-one skin and hair care kit for the everyday man and covers you from head to toe. Literally, Jesse, we got some boxes that Manscaped was nice enough to send over. Some stuff from this ultra premium collection, deodorant, body spray, body wash, shampoo, and more. It is great stuff. It smells terrific. It comes in very attractive bottles. I don't know if you noticed the bottles, Jesse. They're very attractive.
These things are the Kathy Ireland of bottles.
Ooh, yowza, yowza, you'll say when you take out the bottle. They're really awesome.
Goodness knows that's what I say when I see supermodel Kathy Ireland. Yowza, yowza.
It's really, really great stuff. It smells terrific, and the products are cruelty-free, paraben-free, vegan-friendly, and dye-free. The best ingredients with zero compromise. Get that ultra-premium collection hot off the shelves.
Get it hot off the shelves. Use it after it's cooled.
Yeah, don't. If it's too hot, leave it alone. Let it cool down.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code JJGO at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code JJGO at manscaped.com. The power of attraction is now in a bottle. thanks to Manscaped. Yowza, yowza. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
And I'm Kimberly Clark, future mayor of Burbank, California.
Congratulations, Kimberly.
You got my vote.
You know what? Drew Carey had it fucking coming to him. Later for you, asshole.
Unseat Carey.
Who do you think wins in a... we know Kimberly's coming down the pike. Obviously, she's going to dominate the field. Mm-hmm. Right now, Drew Carey or Jay Leno, who's mayor of Burbank?
Oh, that could be a tight race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love seeing him randomly, by the way. That's like the best. It's like playing Pokemon or something.
Wait, Kimberly.
Right. But Pokemon, but instead of spotting a little monster, it's spotting a car you have to crank.
Yes.
I was a PA on the lot where they shot the Tonight Show
while
Jay Leno was hosting it. And yeah, he would fucking just putter up there on a little, you know, coal powered train that for some reason can come on the street and always wave. It was always nice.
He would just call and say, like, can you get one of the PAs to come pick me up? I ran out of peat moss.
That would be a tight race, though. That's hard.
Yeah, because both of them, Burbank fixtures, mm-hmm. both of them you can spot at a Bob's Big Boy anytime you're there.
Yes.
Literally anytime. You will see one or the other of them at any Bob's Big Boys. They have to the extent they have to franchise that out, they're willing to. Jay will throw he'll throw a denim shirt and some blue jeans onto some dude that looks kind of like him. Drew Carey, he's got a lot of those glasses. Mm-hmm. He just passes those out, sends everybody. They fan out across the Bob's Big Boys.
Dude, you're so right about Bob's Big Boy, because I, like you were a PA where Jay Leno was, I was actually PA on the Drew Carey show. So I had to deliver something to him, and they were like, Drew is at the Bob's. He's just sitting in a booth. And I was like, okay. So I went to Bob's Big Boy. I swear to God, I felt like a spy, because he was like so like just indiscreet. You know, you didn't know he was there. And then I just kind of slid on the other side of the booth and like gave him whatever it was I had to deliver to him. And we exchanged a few words and then I walked out. And it really, I needed music to go along with the moment, because it was just one of those, just felt like a spy.
Yeah, a real cloak and dagger.
That'd be funny if what you were delivering to him was hash brown. He doesn't like the ones from, he likes
from
everything
Patty's.
Else.
Yeah, down the street at Patty's.
Go to Patty's. Patty's. Oh, yeah. God. That's the big Burbank question. Patty's or Bob's?
Yo.
Should we just start listing the model train places? Is that our next move?
Right. The comic book stores with no new comic books. And if you go in asking for a new comic book, they'll be a dick to you.
Oh, man. You know what? Those stores are underrated. You know, my favorite one is Comics I Found.
Yeah. I do love those places. And I love that there's a place in the world where those types of places, from Comics I Found to Model Train Store to
record store with a lot of Exotica albums.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. It's great that there's a place in the world where those can still be open.
People are
fucking rules.
Still selling lounge music records.
Yeah.
Esquivel albums. Mm-hmm. We haven't decided who's going to win this race. They both have their merits. Drew Carey does a great job doing Drew Carey stuff, hosting The Price is Right. He does a great job. Seems like a bright, decent fella. I think, Whose Line, Aisha Tyler likes him. She said nice things to me about him one time. Mm-hmm. Heather Ann Campbell, I think, likes Drew Carey. She works on that Whose Line sometimes. Now, Jay Leno, I'll say he came on Bullseye. He was a very pleasant man. And I watched some Tonight Show from when he was hosting the Tonight Show, which I never really watched because I was watching Letterman when I was a teen or whatever. And, you know, everything they say about how what a great job he did with the monologues was true. The jokes were what they were, and he sold the shit out of them. Just really sold the shit out of them before kind of tuning out for the rest of the show. But he really did sell. He really did a great job, and I watched a fair amount of his car show, and I really enjoyed it. It's mostly him wandering around in fields with cars. There's cars in the fields. So who do you think wins?
I think, and so my personal positive experience with one of these men was Leno waving at me when I was a PA. Mm-hmm. Always waved.
At all the PAs?
I like to think he just waved at me.
Okay.
I never ran it by anybody else, but I like to think that he saw something special in me. Mm. And that I have gone on to fail him. I've gone on to decide. Hey, I thought you were going to be great.
Why'd you do a podcast? No one needs that. I feel like you really took the plug out of the basin of my life.
Hilarious.
Get over here and crank my Edsel.
I'm partial to Drew. I mean, he's...
Me too.
I've gotten a lot of gifts and things from him, so I can't really... But I will say this about Jay, because I started working with him a lot at Flappers. Like, that's his new spot since Comedy Magic hasn't been open since the pandemic. So he's been doing shows at Flappers. That's like where he works out now.
That's in Burbank, California, if I'm
that
not mistaken.
That is in Burbank. So I'm
over there by the IKEA.
Precisely.
I will say, I have heard so many nice things about Drew Carey. I think he has probably like given a $100 tip to every single waiter in Burbank.
Yeah.
And I think that is going to sway the vote. I think that, I mean, I have not gotten my personal $100 tip from Drew Carey. It will happen at some point.
Right.
And I think that everyone has gotten it. And I think that's going to put him over the top.
A very generous man.
Yes.
Who does not celebrate Christmas or birthdays, but he is.
Wow.
Wait,
every
is
day
he
is Christmas with him, though. No, he's not Jehovah's Witness. No, okay. I don't think so.
I think that would be fun, though, if he was a Jackson. Like an adopted cool. Jackson? You're like, well, you're going into the entertainment industry too, but you can't be in the band. You cannot be in the band, Drew.
He's kind of Midwest. He's what, Ohio?
Yeah.
They're Indiana. Yeah. Not too far away.
Yeah, I think it's
possible.
I think it's possible. Maybe he's not. I don't know how old he is. He might not be an appropriate age to be a Jackson sibling, but maybe he's.
He is.
Maybe he's siblings with Your Majesty. Maybe he's one of Jermaine's kids. It's a possibility, Joy.
So we're all voting for Carey.
I need to know.
And then Kimberly can unseat him.
I have one question about Drew Carey that maybe either of you guys know. Either Kimberly, because of course you live there in Burbank. You're the mayor in waiting, and
pre-mayor.
And of course you worked on the Drew Carey show, Jordan, because. You've been to every diner in Burbank after going swimming since you're too chicken shit to swim at the Rose Bowl Aquatic Center.
All right, let's not start this again.
If you had the fucking guts to swim at the Rose Bowl with the big boys, this wouldn't be an issue.
The boys are just the same.
Why are you scared
boys,
to
same
swim
size
there?
Boys.
Because he doesn't have the
don't
he doesn't
get
have
into
the guts.
This whole, here's what's I started swimming at the Verdugo Aquatic Facility in Burbank.
I'm familiar.
Right.
And then I moved to Pasadena, where there is also a pool.
Yeah.
But I have
it's over there at the Rose Bowl Aquatic Center where the big boys flip.
It's the same boy, the same sized boys. The boys are the same size at both pools.
Are they doing like cannonballs off of the diving board? Like, why are you intimidated?
I have a little club that I belong to, and I have friends. I would miss my friends.
Jordan's
I would
scared,
miss my friends.
Jordan's scared that if he swims at the Rose Bowl, he won't tell you this. He's scared that if he swims at the Rose Bowl, one of these big boys is going to flick
scared.
His balls.
I'm not oh, scared.
No. This guy is
same
fearing.
Same size boys.
This guy is fearing like you wouldn't
All
believe.
All the boys are the same size.
That might sting a little with when you're wet.
Yeah. How's Jordan, how's your boots? You shaking them enough?
No, I'm. It's not. It's a just a preference.
What are they shaking like a fucking martini?
More of a drive
by you shaking in them because you're so fucking scared of the Rose Bowl Aquatic Center. Okay, here's my question about Drew Carey.
Yeah,
what's this guy whipping? What's Drew Carey pushing?
Car wise?
Yeah,
I remember he had a Mini Cooper, like a special one. It was like a British edition.
Yeah,
that's cool.
But that was like back. During his show, I'm sure he has a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he's probably got a little bit of everything. A couple of vans, a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Ambulance.
Yeah.
That guy's whipping an ambo. That's what I say. Ambulance for Drew Carey. Like a cool one. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a cool ambulance.
Yeah.
Like with a
letters are painted
vibe.
On front ways.
Yeah. Flip the script on those
Whoa.
Guys.
Oh, look at old snap. Front ways ambulance.
When something momentous happens to you, like you catch Drew Carey on the streets of Burbank pushing his cool ass Esquivel ambulance, his windows rolled down, he's playing A Trip to the Moon. Give us a call, 206-984-4FUN, or just record a voice memo to your telephone, and then email it to us at jjgo@maximumfun.org. An example of a person who's done this very thing, call 206-984-4FUN, or send us a voice memo, is this person.
Hello, Jordan, Jesse, and guests. I'm calling with a momentous occasion. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I had my first threesome this weekend, and it was amazing, and I would love to do it again, but the other two people have decided that they hate each other and are currently not speaking to each other.
Wow.
Welcome to my life. Love you guys. Love the show. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Welcome to my life. Oh, my goodness. Now she'll never get a son.
It's the only way to get a son is to have a threesome.
Do you have to like each other to have a threesome?
Yeah.
I mean, it helps, I guess, really. But
I feel like hate is a good motivator to do that.
Yeah. But only love can conquer hate.
True that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Beautiful.
That's what Dr. Martin Luther King said about threesomes.
Yeah, I've seen the quotes on Instagram.
Yo.
I know. Do you think it was something that happened at the threesome or just like...
Or after.
Afterwards, like they split a check or something and...
They were like went out to dinner afterwards and then when they were paying the check, someone just put in the amount of money that like that their actual food cost.
Right.
And didn't put in tip or tax.
Yeah.
Or split it evenly. They were like, well, I didn't get a drink.
Yeah.
Y'all are getting real deep with it. I think the other two people are married.
Oh. And marriage breeds contempt?
Sure.
That's what I hear. I'm not married.
And it's just an argument about where to spend Thanksgiving. It has nothing to do with the threesome.
Whose parents' house to go to? Mm. Kimberly, I disagree. I'm the only married person here.
Okay.
And I love my wife very, very, very much. And if we had a threesome, I would hate the third person, not my wife.
Okay.
Because
collectively,
I love my wife.
The two of you would hate them.
Well, no, the Teresa third. Doesn't have to hate
okay.
them.
Okay.
It's only two of the people hate each other. They would hate
right.
me. This person would hate me. But that's obvious, though. All they have to do is listen to my fucking podcast. Feel like their life force is draining out.
I'm not married.
Right.
But if I was married and had a threesome,
right.
I think we'd all band together and hate injustice.
Thanks, Jordan. But there's going to be welcome. A vibe shift. So slow down on the virtue signaling.
I'm just doing my last virtue signaling. Just getting all the virtue signaling out of my system.
Before it goes out of style.
Mm-hmm.
We We also, Kimberly, just so you know, we have a lot of creativity, a lot of creative juices and thinking.
Fuck, why'd I spend $500 on these Yeezys? I don't have that. I didn't have the money. I don't.
You had to.
I'm in the hole. I'm in the hole on these Yeezys.
You charged your Yeezys?
I charge.
That's like the first rule of personal finance is never charge Yeezys.
Yeah.
That's like if Seinfeld was still going, they'd be like, you charge the Yeezys? You never charge the Yeezys.
I hope you didn't wear them. Are they like in a glass case?
I wore them in the rain.
You have the Yeezys on ice, right, Jordan?
No,
you...
I wore them. I splashed in puddles.
Yeezys. You use the Yeezys for splashers?
For splashing. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Jordan, don't tell me. Tell me these puddles were crystal clear.
No, they were muddy puddles.
Oh, boy.
So you.
Crackers.
So you. Let me get this straight. Let me get the order of events straight.
Oh. Yeah.
You heard about a hype release.
Mm-hmm.
You lined up down there on Fairfax.
I brought my camping chair and everything.
You went ahead and charged the Yeezys. And then you didn't ice the Yeezys. You could have got rich on StockX, but you didn't ice the Yeezys. You donned the Yeezys. And then you went a-splashing. And the puddles were muddy ones?
Yeah.
Are you a nasty little dirt foot?
Yeah, I guess.
Jeez, Louise.
I'll never get a son.
So, Kimberly, on our show, we think of a lot of our a lot of our own ideas for segments, and then have people call in for those segments. This is all stuff that we thought of and copyrighted from hard work. It's not just stuff that people wanted to call in about, so they claimed that it was a segment on the show. That's not what it is. Mm-hmm. It's not just us playing miscellaneous shit that people called in, but at the beginning they claimed it was a segment on the show.
That's what's going
to What happens is we think of specific call-outs because we're not lazy. We're very hardworking.
The opposite.
We're full of creativity. So here's one of those calls that we thought of.
Hi, Jordan, Jesse, Sunny D, and I'm going to say Nick Repeat Adams. On your much beloved segment of Are My Boots Cursed? I'd like to share a brief story. I bought some boots at the beginning of the pandemic.
Didn't I
would have a fun time tromping through the creek across the street and the wood trails. They're waterproof. Thought everything would be lovely. Stepped into the creek to try out the waterproofness, broke my ankle immediately.
Wow.
Didn't wear the boots for 2 years while my ankle was healing and I was trying to get over everything. Then I had to fight a skunk in my backyard. So,
can you pause this, Brian, for a second? Now, Jordan, you're not a homeowner. Kimberly, I don't know if you own a home there in Burbank, California, if you're renting.
I'm renting.
One of the big things about owning a home, which I do here in Montecito Heights in Los Angeles, roughly. Here in Montecito Heights, a big part of the homeowning experience is, of course, you have to worry about contractors or hiring an electrician when something goes wrong. You can't just call the landlord. But one of the big things about it is you got to fight these beasts.
Home beasts.
Yeah, this fucking wildlife is coming at you fast. And you got to put up your dukes.
Especially if you're in mountains.
Oh, yeah. If you're talking about mountain beasts, holy cow, goats, for one thing.
Sure.
That's probably the top mountain animal, wouldn't you say? I mean, bighorn sheep to a lesser extent.
Rock monster,
sure. And maybe an osprey.
Did you say rock lobster?
No, that lives in
rock monster.
In the suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia.
Rock monster.
Fighting a skunk.
I know that's the Munsters theme song.
Yeah, it's okay. Where'd you hear, wait, where'd you hear that? At Pooh Bah Records there in Burbank, California?
Right. Yeah, it's a great place to hear to casually hear the Munsters theme song.
Okay, go ahead and press play, Brian.
So, slapped on my trusty waterproof boots to go and lay down some repellent around my yard. And guess what? I slipped and sprained the same ankles that I broke at the very beginning of the pandemic. So tell me, Jordan, Jesse, are my boots cursed? Love you guys. Take care.
Love you too. Love you very much. It's an interesting question.
I was going to say, I mean, I would think, say that, like, did you leave them on for the threesome where everyone got mad at you? Good indication
that would be
of if the boots, because you know, you usually, if the, you know, everything goes great in the threesome, you'd think that it would bond the three of you for life. But if it, you know, if the group, if no one's talking to each other, it might be the boots.
I think there's probably a fair number of people wearing boots in threesomes generally. I think they would be like a, you know, like a big heel boot, you know, that's like a, you know, like a black patent leather or something like that. You know what I'm talking about? That kind of thing. I think there's probably a fair amount of that.
So you're talking more like people that are wearing the S&M gear.
Yeah. Well, if you're going and doing threesomes, it might as well go whole hog, as they say.
I mean, because when she says boots, the image I'm getting are like, I don't know, Timberlands or something.
Okay,
like that.
So this is where I'm driving to. First of all, I can also see people wearing Timberlands in a threesome situation. I can definitely see that going down because they're very butch.
They better stay in one position though, in some Timberlands.
That's true. Yeah. You know what, those...
That's a good way to signal to your threesome partners. I'm only going to be in the one position.
That's right. You play that position for this whole game because...
You can do... you two can do whatever you want to.
Yeah, somebody's going to get hurt.
Here's my question though. If you were going to have a threesome and you were going to wear boots, I mean, it makes a lot of sense to wear the wellies. You know, she's got her waterproof, you know, she's got her hunter boots on or something like that. You know what I mean? She's got her, you know, over the calf, all creatures great and small boots on, you know, country veterinarian style. That makes a lot of sense for that, for a sexual situation, you know, because there might be slick surfaces.
Right.
Well, her fault for going outside though in wellies trying to put down repellent because they don't have the best traction.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't traction boots.
A lot of people talk, well, they put her in traction. Okay.
Thank you. Right.
A lot of people talk about the popular fashion blog Man Repeller, but let's talk about the popular boot blog Skunk Repeller. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Too much.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Is the segment over? Maybe it is.
You know that kind of stuff that they do at like a Boys and Girls Club, you know, where they give people like a reason to live and they inspire them to go to college and stuff like that, that they do at the Boys and Girls Club in the neighborhood. We're the opposite of that. Whatever is the opposite of, we're like a reverse Boys and Girls Club. We take adults and remove their ambition to do things for themselves in the community.
Oh my gosh.
All of a sudden they're just putting on their Wellingtons and heading to the dungeon. All right. 206-984-4FUN. jjgo@maximumfun.org. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la. Hi, I'm Janet Varney. And just like you, I survived high school. And we're not alone. On my podcast, The JV Club, I invite some of my friends to share the highs and lows of their teen years, like moments with Aisha Tyler.
But when you're a kid, the stakes are just pretty low. Go to school, try not to get in trouble, get laid.
Jamila Jamil.
I watched television probably every waking hour during that time when I was shit-faced on medicine.
And Dave Holmes.
We talked and talked, and then everybody left. It was just us two, and I was like, I love you.
Learn how you too can be a functioning adult after the drama and heartbreak of high school. Every week on the JV Club with Janet Varney. Find it on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts. This is a judgment-free show. La, 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 la.
We have wasted this world. Our magic put a storm in the sky that has rendered the surface of our planet uninhabitable. But beneath the surface, well, that's another story entirely. In a city built leagues below the apocalypse, survivors of the storm forge paths through a strange new world. Some seek salvation for their homeland above. Others seek to chart the vast undersea expanse outside the city's walls. And others still seek, what else? Fortune and glory. Dive into the Aethersea, the latest campaign from the Adventure Zone, every other Thursday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you listen to podcasts. La, la, la,
la, la, la, la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Kimberly Clark, future mayor of Burbank.
Probably the new vibe is just pickleball. It's like mom's playing pickleball.
Right. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. It's like a smaller tennis.
That's a nice one.
It's like if tennis was smaller.
Mm-hmm. Tennis without the stress.
Yeah, fucking so tired of this fucking rat race. Tennis, specifically.
Hell yeah.
How about this for a vibe? Let's split a pizza and a salad.
Oh, that's nice. Can we get arugula salad?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
I feel like it goes great with pizza.
With a little shaved Parmesan, please.
Yes.
See? This is a great vibe. Everyone can. Everyone got excited when I said we should split a pizza and a salad.
Quick question.
Yeah.
I know that it's not keto, but since we're doing a new vibe, pitcher a root beer for the table?
All right. Why not?
Can we turn it into a root beer float?
Yeah,
fuck
sure.
Fuck it. You got
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
We found it. Okay, Zoomers, I know you're all listening. You love this podcast.
Yeah, you have a lot of life to waste.
Mm-hmm. Take, this is the new vibe.
Yeah.
Split a pizza and a salad, pitcher a root beer, scoop ice cream for everybody.
It resonates.
Guys, I'm getting a telephone call. Hello. Jesse speaking.
You don't have to mime it.
Hello.
You don't have to.
I'm not miming. I'm answering my real telephone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hi.
You don't have to.
Hi. Jesse speaking. Oh, Zoomers. Nice to hear from you. What's that? Splitting a pizza and a salad and getting a pitcher of root beer for the table that later at the after dinner you can turn into root beer floats? It's not chuggy? Well, I'm happy to hear that. Sounds like it's a whole vibe. Goodbye. They let me know that it's not chuggy and it's a whole vibe.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, we did it.
Validation.
Fucking so tired of these tight clothes, these fucking chuggy tight clothes, latte drinking, no pizza and salad splitting, fucking chuggy ass. Ugh.
The clothes are baggy now.
Yeah, clothes are baggy now, Jordan. Mm. Gotta leave room for pizza. Yeah.
Goes with the vibe.
We're eating all this pizza.
Yeah.
That's the thing. A pizza, you can't eat a pizza by yourself.
Yeah.
It's a little, I mean, you can. It's a little gross after you get done.
And
but
sad.
If you're splitting a pizza and a salad, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Split it. That way you don't have to get a personal pizza, which has too much crust compared to the inside.
Yeah. You're sure. You're absolutely right.
That's real talk right there.
None of this is wrong.
I'm a fucking straight shooter. I'm known for it. I'm not gonna be dissembling about it. Something as important as splitting a pizza and a salad, an arugula salad, because it's got you could just put a red wine vinaigrette on it. Yeah. Dress it simply. It's just arugula, sliced tomatoes, Parmesan,
olive oil, squeeze a lemon.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. And the peppery flavor of the arugula is gonna complement the pizza there.
I know.
Arugula is a triggering word for me right now because I planted arugula a year and a half ago, but I didn't plan it for it to come up again, but it did. My sister told me arugula was very prolific.
You're dealing with zombie arugula?
Let me tell you something. This thing is blooming.
Holy
I have
cow.
Arugula flowers. I'll send you a picture. This thing is out of control. If you need arugula, let me know. I have done arugula all kinds of ways. I've juiced it. I've made arugula pesto, which is delicious, by the way.
That sounds good.
So, Kimberly, what do? You put it. You put it in the blender there.
Mm-hmm. To juice it?
Yeah, with some powder, maybe some soy milk.
No, that's not the vibe. We've already decided that's not the vibe.
Yeah, no, that's
you blend
not it,
it
right there.
You blend it up. You pick up. You pick it up.
We've already decided that's
no
not the vibe.
Slushy. There's no slushy.
It's a syringe in your rear end.
Nope, that's not it. That's not it.
Start pumping iron.
The vibe.
Right there, it pokes your tushy with the juice.
Oh,
the
vibe. My God.
It's not the vibe.
Not the vibe. Ain't it. Sorry, splitting a pizza. Can we get, what are we getting, a deluxe?
I mean, we can talk it over. We don't need to decide on the pizza now.
And Margarita? You know, you can do different things on the halves. You could do mm-hmm. half deluxe,
oh, yeah, sure.
half cheese.
Yeah. You don't want any That's toppings right. at all, Kimberly?
I like my pizzas plain. Sometimes I get a little adventurous. I like a good garlic pizza.
That sounds mm-hmm. nice.
Delish.
I could enjoy
Let's
that.
Let's do a garlic then. Let's do garlic. It seems like we're all happy with that.
I would like sausage. Can we get
you out of the you're out of the vibe, Jesse. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Oh, you gotta sit this out. Vibe out.
You fell out the vibe, man.
You gotta wait till the
Oh my butt
wait
hurts.
Till sausage comes
I bumped
around
my butt on the way out of yeah. the vibe.
Wait for
you
the
gotta
sausage
wait till
vibe.
Sausage and rap rock are back or whatever. Whatever 4 years is gonna be.
Oh no, I fell out of the vibe. Now I'm at a corn concert.
Sorry.
My butt
like sausage
hurts
with that
from
corn.
Juicing and bumping. Okay. Kimberly Clark, watch her on They Ready on Netflix. It's gonna be a lot of fun. You're gonna enjoy her stand-up comedy. Kim is a very, very funny comic. And you can catch her down there at Flappers. You
yeah,
know,
I'm at Flappers a lot.
You know, you're going to see at Flappers with Kimberly Clark? You're going to catch Maria Bamford there. That's a classic mm-hmm. Maria Bamford haunt.
Yes.
Want to see Jimmy Pardo? You want to see Lori Kilmartin? They're kicking
Lori
it at Flappers. Lori Kilmartin. You know what she's doing? Killing. True to her name.
Brian Kiley.
It's going to be great.
These are all Flappers favorites.
Fucking Flappers. And then you go get some of those meatballs at the IKEA. So there's a call. It's a little something called.
I think that IKEA closed.
Called
I think
date
the IKEA
night.
Closed.
What?
Yeah.
Where are you supposed to, do they have the meatballs at Flappers now?
There's a pile of meatballs behind the husk of the IKEA.
Oh my God. This is how rumors get started.
It's true. You can dive in from the roof.
Jay Leno built it. And you know what? He only did it with his stand-up money. That's what's amazing.
That's it.
He never touches the Tonight
That's
Show.
That's it.
Never touches it.
So many meatballs. Kimberly Clark, been a joy to have you as always.
Thank you for having me.
Our producer, Brian Sunny D. Fernandez, Valerie Moffitt on the stream. We're over there on YouTube now, Jordan. You know, it used to be YouTube. Now it's me and Jordan Tube.
It's WeTube.
Yeah, it's a WeTube. We'll be live streaming our peepees.
Yeah, that's piss tube.
Oh, thank you.
That's piss tube, and there's a paywall.
Sorry, wetube.co.uk is where you want to go.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so watch. Well, you can watch us over there. We're mostly recording Sunday evenings, Pacific time, so you can watch mm-hmm. us on live on YouTube. Brian made some graphics. It's fun.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Tune in, see the graphics.
Yeah. 206-984-4FUN or jjgo@maximumfun.org are our phone number and email address. You can hear our theme music, which is Love You by The Free Design. Thanks to The Free Design and Light in the Attic Records for letting us use that song. It's a great song. You should go listen to The Free Design. They're a great band. We're on Twitter at Jordan_Morris and at Jesse Thorne. And, we'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jessica.
I'll hug you and kiss you and love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Audience supported.